It isn't the first time Rachel Goodsett Wine has gotten in trouble for sitting out the Pledge of Allegiance in school. Her mother, Catherine, says the last time was almost a decade ago as a kindergartner in Germantown.
That same kindergarten teacher subjected all three of my children to harassment and, you know, psychological pressure to force them to stand against their will and make them feel uncomfortable.
That time the problem was solved with a letter to the principal explaining her children were exercising a legal right not to recite the Under God clause. But last week, in a new school and a new town, a letter to Rachel's middle school principal seemed to have the opposite effect. She was called to the office over the school intercom and asked about her religion and lectured for 45 minutes about her lack of participation in the pledge. Annie Laurie Gaylor of the Freedom From Religion Foundation called that treatment shocking and serious.
There's something very wrong here at this school, that she would be grilled for 45 minutes. That's more important to find out what her religion is and why she doesn't want to say the pledge than for her to go to algebra class.
Gaylor wrote a letter to West Bend Superintendent Randall Eckert demanding an apology to the student and her family. Eckert says he sent out a memo asking all schools to make an intercom announcement about students' rights to remain seated during the pledge.
I'm just ensuring that all students get that information.
Eckert didn't say whether or not any apology would be offered to the student or her family. The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants all schools to make a daily announcement about the right of any student not to stand for the pledge. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.